This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. The International Air Transport Association figures that 4.7 billion people are going to get on planes next year, more by a lot than the record high of 4.5 billion set in 2019. To meet that demand, obviously, the airline industry is going to need pilots, lots of them. So if aviation is your thing, now might not be a bad time. That's the setup for today's installment of our series, My Economy.
My name is Adam Kephart. I live in Poulsbo, Washington, and work in Seattle, Washington as a flight instructor. And I'm working to become an airline pilot, hopefully within the next 6 months or so. So prior to becoming a flight instructor, I was working in the aerospace industry with the government of Washington State, helping small business exporters discover new markets, and realized that I didn't want to continue doing that long term. And so when my wife asked me, you know, what would you want to do if money wasn't an issue? It didn't take me long to say that I wanted to be a pilot. When I was graduating high school in 2006, I really wanted to become a pilot. I thought about a military route, but that didn't seem to make sense for me at the time. And the airline industry itself was suffering, and the incomes were very low. So it just financially, it didn't make sense. So I ended up going a very different route. Now, the airline industries, as many people will know, pilot demand is quite high. So it was seemed like the right time to make that jump and that it would be a pretty secure move. So when I started flight training, I switched from a salaried position over to become a coffee barista, which the schedule allowed me to flight train about 1 to 2 times per week. And all the money that I was making was going into flight training while my wife supported us financially in other ways. When I set off down this flight training path, my wife and I talked about some of the challenges that we would both incur as a result, you know, financially and time commitment wise. And so there are a number of projects around the house that we would love to undertake if we both had kind of a normal Seattle income. But we're, you know, we've got a list going and we have those on hold for right now. So hoping that within the next, you know, year or so, we can start checking a lot of those projects off our list. So if I could script the rest of my career from this point, having worked in government for a bit, having a master's degree in political economy, I would love to be able to bring all those skills to whatever airline I'm working at, whether that's leadership capacity or in some form of management. But it would be really nice to round out, you know, a piloting career and bring all those experiences together where you're able to contribute to the longevity of the company and help train kind of the next generation of aviators.
That was Adam Kephart, flying planes and honestly doing a whole bunch more if you think about what he said. Outside Seattle, Washington, we do need your help to tell the stories of this economy. So please let us know how things are going at marketplace.org/myeconomy.